from playing cards in the day room of a military base to sketches of downtown Wichita to political cartoons to afternoons at Mexican markets. David Lighten's sketches and lithographs tell the story of a man in full and the living tapestry he leaves behind for a son to make sense of present and the world. Our guest right now is Robert E. Lighten, Vice President of Research and Policy at the Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City. He's usually presenting a paper on spearheading a conference on economic growth and prosperity, but he's here to talk about something different today. His father, the aforementioned David Lighten. Robert, welcome to the show.
That was a very generous introduction.
Well, welcome to the show. The exhibit is called From Wichita to the Wailing Wall, The Art of David Israel Lighten. That's your father. It features the original works of art reflecting the artist's Jewish faith and his pride as a Kansan. And it's going to be on display here at the Central Library in downtown Kansas City until February 26th. It's called Having Faith. Why do you call it that?
Because my father was a very deeply religious man. Not ostentatiously so, but something that where religion infused his daily life. He felt that that the Jewish religion is something that that guided him in everything that he did. But he was also very ecumenical. He was the president of the National Conference on Christians and Jews in Wichita for a number of years, and made great efforts to have outreach to both Christians and Jews to have each other explain each other's faith. And so while he drew a number of pieces that are in the book that I made for him and also will be in the show that I will be talking about on the library on January 31st, while he illustrated these Jewish themes, he also did some universally appealing themes. In fact, the cover of the book is of a man named the Kansan, and it's a man about to eat, and he's praying, and it's an image, I think it's an iconic image that would appeal to everyone of all faiths.
There is art with a Jewish theme that is prominent in this sketchbook, and it seems to strike you. And as you say, the sketches were chosen with care. What is it about your father's journey through art that reveals his faith? You mentioned he was very ecumenical and very even-tempered and even-handed and fair in his religious affiliations and in his worldview. But what does his art reveal vis-a-vis his faith?
Well, you know, art has a way of illustrating somebody's feelings from inside that pictures cannot. So it would be one thing if my dad just took pictures, or if any of us took pictures of the subjects that we draw or that we saw. But when somebody draws, there's something emotional that comes out, at least to me, and I think a lot of people that bought his art, and there were a lot of people in Kansas while he was alive that bought his art. And so maybe it's just me as a son that, you know, with my own biases, that I see his faith being reflected in his works of art. But I think when people see the art itself, and actually they can buy the book at the library when they come, and the proceeds are all being donated to charity. But I think they'll get the same feeling that I get. I see his work.
Your father was in the oil business, yet he found the time to do these detailed sketches and beautiful works of art. Did he ever say why he didn't pursue life as an artist?
That's a very good question. My dad was a victim of, like many people of his generation, the greatest generation, of the Depression. And so when he graduated high school in 1928, he had an offer to attend the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Art, which would be the equivalent in Kansas City of going to the Kansas City Art Institute. And he was able to support himself for one semester, and that's all, because his father had also died in 1928, and he was from a family of five kids. And so he had to support the family by going into his father's business at the age of 16, and he wasn't able to go to art school, finish art school. And so all of his artwork after that was self-taught, although he went to the Wichita Art Association over many years while he was alive to practice, but it really wasn't to be taught because his skills were innate and it was obvious that he had tremendous talent. I'm not sure how much more school would have helped him, although I'm sure if he had had a degree, he probably would have pursued a professional degree in art and not have gone into the oil business by accident, which is what happened.
Some of those hues and those moods and those angles don't look like stuff you can teach anyway. But
right.
But take us into your family home and how you came across these sketches. A very painful moment, but also a very illuminating one. You discovered sketches everywhere upon your father's death. Take us there.
Yeah, so I knew about my dad's art, obviously, because he was always drawing us while we were growing up, and I saw his lithographs that he did. But after the funeral, I came home, and there were family members around, and they started going through the house, through the closets and under the beds, and lo and behold, we found hundreds of pieces of art that were stored haphazardly throughout the house, mostly flat, though, so they were preserved. And there were a lot of art. There was a lot of art I had never seen, especially the art that he drew during World War II when he was stationed in Alaska. And it was just amazing because I had never seen this side of my father. And after the funeral, almost immediately, several people suggested that I had to make a book about his art. And I got the professional help here of a terrific art historian and also art teacher, Professor Burton Dunbar, who's at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and he helped pick out the art that he felt was best, that would best illustrate my dad's work. But as you said, it was painful, but it also was very therapeutic for me to do the book because obviously I was grief-stricken when he died, even though he was 99, and it was able... The book is a way and able for me to tell a story to others that haven't seen his work, and I think that may appreciate it.
You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm Jabalani LaFall. Robert Lighton is here discussing the life's work of his father, David Lighton, a visual artist and lithographer from Wichita, Kansas. The book is called Having Faith, The Collected Art of David Israel Lighton. What were your thoughts growing up of your father's sketches?
Well,
were they
kind of
just ubiquitous around the house, or did you actually take note when you were a kid?
Well, we knew it was a kid. I mean, we would sit down, and he would draw us and sketch us in 5 minutes and have these perfect sketches in almost no time. And there were some times when he had us sit down and pose, and there's actually one picture in the book of my brother and I when we're seven staring across a chessboard, and he painted us over several days. But he never put the chess pieces in, so it's an unfinished chess picture. But except for that, the art that we saw him do was always haphazard and random, and much of the art that he did, of course, we weren't around. But we knew that this is what he loved to do.
Is it lithographer or lithographer? This has been bothering me for a couple moments here.
Well, I think it's a lithographer, and actually it's very hard to do. You know, what you have to do
right.
is you have to draw something backwards on a stone.
Wow.
And then press this thing. You put the paper in with the ink, and then the paper comes out the other way. So the thought of drawing something backwards that you have drawn originally boggles the mind, and you have to be taught how to do this. And it's physically demanding, and it's obviously very difficult artistically.
It's actually a craft of art.
Actually, he learned how to do that at the Art Museum, or at the Art Association of Wichita in the 1960s, and that's when he put out most of his work in the 60s and 70s.
Your father's detailed sketches of World War II events or non-events that seemed to convey a beauty in banality, playing cards on the base, the downtime, planes on the ground instead of in the sky, and then these Kansas landscapes, some of them ominous, some of them very full of color. What story do they tell about the totality of your father's life?
Well, that's a hard question to answer. My dad had a very difficult life. He came from a very poor background. We were actually not well off while I was growing up. He was barely making ends meet. I mean, you can say you were in the oil business, but my dad had stripper oil, and it was very minimal income. And my dad actually didn't become financially comfortable until the 1970s, and it was by luck. And I think a lot of oil people become successful by luck. But the art was the soul of my dad. And that's something, you know, I'm going to give a talk on Tuesday night. I'm going to talk about how it's important to be remembered. All of us want to be remembered. And I think I'm lucky as a son that I have a way to remember my dad through his art that other people don't have the advantage of. In many ways, he was an ordinary man. He only had a high school education because he couldn't afford college, but he did extraordinary things and had extraordinary talent.
And how is his view of Kansas life, represented in these pieces?
Well, okay, so he grew up in Philadelphia and ended up here in the 1930s via Tulsa and eventually made his way to McPherson and then to Wichita. But he lived in Wichita for over 50 years, and my dad loved Kansas. It's where I grew up. He didn't want to move anywhere else, even after my mother died in 1993. He loved somehow, even though the western Kansas, where a lot of his oil business was very bleak, he found something obviously peaceful and restful in it because he drew it. It's a testament for all those who live in Kansas that there's something to be proud of in this state.
What was the reaction over the years to native Kansans and neighbors about his work? You said he sold some of his paintings. What were the reactions over the years?
Oh, I think everybody felt that they owned something special. And the reaction I've gotten since I've sent the copies of the book to a lot of the people who were his acquaintances, and there were two synagogues in Wichita that sold his art for benefit, so that they could benefit the synagogue. A lot of people who bought his book have sent me incredibly wonderful notes that this is something they'll treasure the rest of their lives. So it's been tremendously gratifying to me to know the reaction that people have had to his art.
There's another personal resonance. You mentioned your father having a good and hard life, but a rewarding life in terms of family and a passion for art, but also a lot of pain. He lost interest in sketching after your brother died in 1998. Describe that process.
Well, yeah, my mom died in 93, and my brother died in 98 when he was only 45. And between around that time, my dad, of course, was in his 80s. He still had skill, though. And he lost interest in painting. And understandably, as he got older, I think he was depressed. But toward the very end of his life, something happened. A light bulb went on. And especially in the last year of his life, he wanted to draw again, and he started drawing again. And even in the nursing home, before he died, he started drawing people in the nursing home until he broke his arm. And the book concludes with some very poignant pictures of me on his birthday, February 1st, which he incorrectly dated as 2012, thinking that he thought he was going to be 100, but in fact he was 99. And then the last two pictures in the book before we get to the Canton are of his caregivers that he drew when he was 99, even with a broken arm. So even with a broken arm in 99, you could see that this man had talent. And it's something that happened to him before he died that this talent came rushing back, and this is what he wanted to do. I think it says something about all of us, that if you have a passion, it's something that never leaves you.
You have his sketch in the book. The sketch that he drew at the age of 99. It was his last sketch. Describe for us what it is.
Well, it's of one of his caregivers, and it's very, I mean, it obviously doesn't have the skill of the earlier stuff that's in the book, but it's very touching. It's the last thing that I'll remember. And as I said, it's an indication that he did not want to leave this world without drawing. In fact, before he broke his arm and he was in a nursing home, I actually had transferred him from a nursing home back to his house with 24/7 care. But while he was in the nursing home, one of the things he was looking forward to was drawing all the residents. And there were 250 people there. He was so excited that he could draw all these people. But then he broke his arm and wasn't able to, and that's when I moved him home.
Our guest is Robert Lighton. The book is called Having Faith, The Collected Art of David Israel Lighton, and the exhibit is From Wichita to the Wailing Wall, The Art of David Israel Lighton. It features original works of art reflecting that artist's Jewish faith and his pride as a Kansan. It's on display at the Central Library downtown Kansas City until February 26th. What do you plan to talk about today?
Well, actually, I'm going to give a talk on January 31st.
The 31st.
Yeah, it's at 6:30. And I'm going to show some of his art, you know, through a projector. And then I'm going to talk about his life in a little more detail than we've done here. Although I have to commend you. You've done a fabulous job because you've read the book cover to cover, I can tell.
I read all the books.
Well, you've done a great job.
That's what on Central Standard, we read the books.
Okay, well, you did a great job. And so I'm going to be there to ask questions, and I'm sure people will have questions about Wichita, and we did come to Kansas City for vacations.
Right.
And people will be able to buy the book and some of the art and copies of the art, and all the benefits will go to the Kansas City Library.
Robert Lighton is the Vice President for Research and Policy at the Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City. He usually talks about economics, but today it was about his father, David Lighton. Once again, the book is called Having Faith, The Collected Art of David Israel Lighton. Thank you very much for joining us, Robert.
Couldn't thank you more. Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow as we get warp speed when we're joined by Star Trek legend George Takei, plus a band you might have seen on Tiny Desk Concerts, Lawrence's own Hospital Ships. We have help today from Tamika Weatherspoon. Our show is produced by Andreas Lindsay. Up to Date is next with a look at the advancements in the research of ALS disease. I'm Jabalani LaFall. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your day.